A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Beya Lamed Beis, Beya 32a, pagination, page 63. About almost halfway down the page, towards the middle of a line, Masnisin Einu Mishnah. Ein Pochsin Es Haner, a person is not allowed to hollow out a clay glob that by pushing into the middle, hollowing it out, he's able to create a vessel for a lamp. Mepneshu osekli, because that's considered making a vessel. Let's skip three lines to the Gemara. And the Gemara wonders, what kind of vessel have you created? Because it really takes two steps to make a lamp to hold oil. First you have to form it, and then you have to put it in the kiln, in the oven, in order to harden it so that it doesn't absorb the liquids into its walls. You have to make it hard. So over here, all he did was this simple act of hollowing it out. And while that's very instructive, because it's a simple act, and who would have thought that that's considered making a vessel? Sounds such a fancy word, making a vessel on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But it is. The problem is that really there's a second step, and you didn't do the second step. So did you really make a usable utensil? So the Gemara asks, Man tana de bechisas ner monehu? Who says that simply hollowing it out is considered a vessel? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Meir he. It follows the opinion of Rav Meir. Tetanya, because we learnt, Kli cheres, when you have an earthenware vessel, Me'emasai mekabel tumah, when does it acquire impurity? When does it have the rules that it's considered a vessel, a utensil, an item that it could acquire tumah? So that moment that's considered complete is Mishanigmara Malachta, when the work is done. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Meir says, even before you put it in the kiln, once you've finished your work in making it into a utensil, then it's considered done and it's Mekabel Tumah. That will match the rule of our Mishnah that said that that simple act of hollowing it out is considered a Malacha because it's a level of completion. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, but Rabbi Yeshua said, Misha Yitzarfu Bekivshon, once you put it into the kiln and it hardens, that's when it really finished and it would be Benkabel Tumah. And the Gemara is inferring that, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, the act that was done in our Mishnah is not quite the completion of a utensil, even if it brought it along and it looks like a completion, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, it would not really be a completion. Amar le Abaye. Abaye said, what's your comparison between the two cases? Mimai could be Dilma. Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Meir Hasam. The reason Rabbi Meir said his rule over there, where you had a true earthenware utensil, something made out of clay, but it wasn't yet put into the kiln. I understand, Reb Meir says, it's already a keli once you've finished your artisan part of creating it. Because you could put something in there, even though you can't use it for liquid, because liquid would seep into the walls until it's put to harden in the kiln, but simply by finishing its fashioning, you have made something usable for dry things you could store in it. Aval hacha, but over here you're talking about a little lamp. Lamai chazi, it has no use. So again, in the case that we brought from the Braisa, where we had a machlokas, Reb Meir and Rabbi Yeshua, I understand Reb Meir's position that it's already a keli, because it's big, and it has multi-uses. It can't be used for liquid, but it could be used for solid, so it's already a keli of sorts. but by us, you're making a lamp. If it can't hold the oil, what use does it have? And you're explaining our Mishnah by saying you're not allowed to do the hollowing because it's like making a keli. Abaye is objecting and saying, where's the keli? I don't see a usable keli. If its only use is for holding oil for a lamp, and it can't do that use because it's not ready to accept liquids and hold them, so then simply because of the size, it's too small to have a second use, and it would not be a keli. And the Gemara answers, Chozi likavule bepshiti, it could hold small coins. And therefore, on some level, it has a use, and that's why our Mishnah said it's like making a keli on Shabbos. On this theme of not hollowing out the clay, because with that simple act, you're making a keli. So the Mishnah Bura in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Dalid Sifkatan Lamed Zayin mentions that sometimes the craftsman put what he describes as straw or something else to hold the clay utensil open until it hardens, holding it in place. And while it has this straw put in the middle, it's not usable. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, also litol hakash mitocho b'yomtif mehay taima. For this reason, you would not be allowed to take the straw out from inside the keli, because even though it seems like a simple act, but that act is making it usable. And it was not usable until now. And if in that simple act you're making it usable, it's like making a keli. Uchahai gavno, the Mishnah Berurah continues, ein pochsin osan l'shnayim. Sometimes you have two lamps that were formed together to be used together, and you want to break them so that you could use them separately. He says you can't do that on Shabbos, shuhu kimisakin kli, because it's like fashioning something on Shabbos, even though they were usable utensils, but they were Siamese twins. And you, through a simple act, are separating them and making them usable on a whole new level. The question that's discussed by the poskim relating to this is that sometimes we have items that are stuck together, such as gloves or boots, cloth type boots, that are stuck together with some sort of plastic, and the person wants to know if they're allowed to cut that plastic on Shabbos. And the observation that's made is that the items were items before they were joined together. They weren't joined together intrinsically because they're intended to be used together. They were joined together because we took two independent items and we drew them together for convenience so that the pair shouldn't get lost until it gets sold. And therefore, cutting such a strand, although not recommended on Shabbos, but it's very different and would be permitted because each item is actually an independent, usable item, independent of the adhesive plastic that's bringing them together. If you want to see a discussion of this with pictures, Rabbi Ribiat, the 4th volume, on page 828, discusses this. Also related to this topic is garbage bags or diapers that sometimes after they've been cut and from the heat that's generated from the friction or whatever, this plastic sometimes melts a little bit and therefore they join together in a way that you're actually doing some level of ripping in order to actually use it. So it's true that some people open them before Shabbos. They have some diapers, they open a few before Shabbos. Garbage bags, they make sure to open them before Shabbos, and that's praiseworthy. It might not be required, though, as the Mishnah Berurah continues, im nidvaku memela, if these things joined together on their own, not with any intent, achakach, and it's after the item was fashioned already. So it was a usable item. So this adhesive nature that's going on over here is not intended, it came after, and it's derech arai. It's in a very temporary way. It's not anything that we would attach any intensity to. Mutter lepaschan, then you'd be allowed to separate them and open them. And that would be the explanation of those in such a case who are lenient. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.